Now joining me is the newest member of the Melissa Memorial Hospital specialty clinic staff, if you will, orthopedic surgeon, Justin Newman.
Hi, Mark. Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to have you in. How you doing?
Good, very good.
And obviously some people may know the name because you actually grew up here in Holyoke, or the area at least.
Yeah, I did grow up in Holyoke, went to high school here. My family's still here. We lived out north of town. And so after Holyoke, I went to University of Denver for my undergraduate. Then I went to University of Chicago for medical school, back to University of Colorado for residency, up to the Stedman Clinic in Vail for a year for fellowship. Now I have a private practice in Denver and glad to be back in the community when I can and being out here to give back.
And just as we mentioned, Justin, one of the new specialty clinic providers, I guess is the way to say it, as at the moment at least you're coming out once a month to see patients and help mainly in kind of the sports injury field.
That's right. So I've been coming out for 3 months now, getting it set up about once a month, and we'll see how that goes over time. If there's volume, we may be able to come out more often than that. My practice is sports medicine, so I'm an orthopedic surgeon. We deal with bones, joints, those types of issues. I do trauma call, but my main subspecialty is sports injuries, generally treating injuries of the shoulders, hips, and knees in that athletic population. There's multiple different things that can be done in those, and I'm a big believer in doing one thing and doing it well, and that's why I treat just the sports types injury. I don't do joint replacements. I tell people I'm the joint preserver, so if it needs to be something that needs to replace, I'll get you to the right guy, but in the shoulder, hip, and knee, I like to take care of those injuries in that athletic population or that very active population.
As Justin will be working with our athletes here in Holyoke and Phillips County, but hopefully, knock on wood, you won't be very busy in that aspect.
I hope not.
But Justin goes beyond that. We're not talking just high school kids. You'll see patients of any age.
I see patients of any age. So when we talk about sports types injuries, that also includes rotator cuff tears in the shoulder. It's that joint preserving, keeping the joint and the muscles working as well as they can. Other issues in the shoulder, including instability, shoulder dislocations, shoulder pain. We see a lot of people that have problems with their AC joint or their acromioclavicular joint. I do a lot of work with that. As far as the hips goes, I generally do minimally invasive hip surgery. So we go in with a scope to repair labral tears or impingement, other issues with the hip. And then as far as the knee goes, there's multiple different things we do. It's things that we've all heard of, like the ACL tear and meniscal tears, as well as some more complex issues around the knee, trying to keep that knee as healthy for as long as we can. And that may include injections. We do a lot of injections. I'm a big believer in physical therapy. So on top of the injections, we'll figure out exactly what's going on with the knee, get them into physical therapy, make sure we're doing exactly the right thing to keep people as active as they can be for as long as they can be.
And Justin, obviously an orthopedic surgeon, part of the specialty clinic, you'll see patients, you can refer them to other doctors if need be, or possibly perform the surgeries right here at Melissa Memorial Hospital.
So generally, I'm not doing surgeries here right now. We'll look at that moving forward. But absolutely, if I see an issue that I don't do, again, so I'm a big believer in doing one type of surgery, one type of patient, treating them very well. If it's something that needs a further level of specialty care, I'll get them to those people, depending where that may be. Just making sure they get into the right hands. So you want the best person who has the most expertise doing those things. And I know those people, or we can discuss getting someone to that person if that's the case.
And once again, Justin's private practice is in Denver, so you're just a phone call away. If something would happen in the time that you're not here, you can obviously get x-rays or information from the hospital and still be in touch with those patients right here in Holyoke.
Absolutely, and I make my cell phone available to all those providers, and I have access to the systems, and we oftentimes will even FaceTime. So if there's an issue and they have any question, they're able to reach me essentially at any time. My phone rings all hours of the night, particularly in this population. I know that if it's a knee injury that just happened, people are worried about it and they really want to know what's going on. They don't want to be given an appointment weeks down the road. So if I'm not here, they can still get those images to me. We can get the ball rolling if that means we need to get an MRI. I work very closely with some companies. If we need to get an MRI that day, we'll get an MRI that day. And again, if we need to get them to the right person, I like being able to help with that outreach. And if they call me and say, where does this person need to go, I can get them to the right person if that's not me.
Well, and I know it'll be nice for those folks in the area who are used to having to go to Denver, the Front Range, just to see an orthopedic for a lot of these reasons, that you'll be here at least once a month, and it's going to save them that drive to either Denver, Fort Collins, or wherever it may be.
Absolutely. It's nice to be in the community, be able to not have to have people make that trip, as well as having the relationship with people out here, that they know that if there's a question, what does this need to happen? Do they need to be seen right away, or can they wait? I have that relationship both with the medical providers as well as people in the community, that they can reach out to me and I can say, you know, this is something that can wait, or this is something that needs to be seen ASAP, and get them up there ASAP if that's the case.
Obviously, with the doc, you love to have that personal connection, but only being here once a month, it's kind of hard to get that. If there's people looking for some information about you, your experience, is there a website? Where can they go?
Of course. The best way to track me down would be my website. It's simple. It's www.justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, MD.com. So justinnewmanmd.com. You can also track me down through my group. I'm with Advanced Orthopedics. You can Google that, and Advanced Orthopedics will come right up. And you can see the other providers in my group there as well. And then through the hospital as well, they're easy to contact me at any time. Again, they all have my cell phone, they all have my email address. I make myself very accessible. So if something needs to be seen or figured out what to do with it immediately, I like having that relationship. And that's a big part of being able to give back. Even though I'm here once a month, they can reach me at any time, and we can make sure we get the highest level of care given.
So do keep those in mind, and as always, if you do have any questions about Justin's services or any of the other specialty clinic providers, do contact Melissa Memorial Hospital and the specialty clinic. Justin, I know we kind of ran through it fairly quickly. Want to welcome you back to the community. Good to have you back, even if it is only for one day a month. Anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
No, just thanks for taking the time with me. I'm excited to be back in the community, being back around everyone I grew up with. It with the training and being away for so many years, it was nice to be able to give back to the community, be back around in the community, see those familiar faces, and be a part of it again.
Well, once again, good to have you back, and look forward to working with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.